Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday. Get out. Fire up that grill. It's going to be a beautiful day to create a little smoke in your backyard. And I know I'm going to do it too. But you know what? You got to wash this stuff down with something. And usually it's a micro-brewed beer, but we're taking a little different track today. We're headed down to Orchard. We're running between the rows of apple trees, and you know what? We're liking what we find. What do you think, Bob?
I think it's going to be a pretty tasty show from our point of view because, you know, when you get these guys in the studio, they bring you little treats, and that just makes for a better show.
Yeah, absolutely. I get a little bit of hard cider in me. I'm sure my dialogue gets a little looser and everybody just enjoys listening to me.
Yeah, we've got a swear button.
Yeah.
But, as Steve Siciliano found out, you know, you got to be careful when you get job lubed up because you just don't know what's going to come out.
Well, anyway. Some of my friends enjoy that, right? Yeah.
Anyway, you're absolutely right. And, of course, you know, I think most people in Grand Rapids at one time or another have been to Robinette's Orchard because in the fall especially, it's just a fantastic place to take your kids and in my case to take your wife because my wife loves their donuts. I mean, she can't drive by. The GPS just pulls her right in there automatically.
And GPS.
So, you know, I think most people think of Robinette's as just a great place for cider and the hay rides and all that stuff, but you know, come to find out, this fellow named Bill Robinette, who's with us in studio right now, has been turning this apple into magic juice. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us, how did you ever decide to try and make hard cider?
Well, that's a good question. Looking back on it now, it seems like such a natural idea. We grow the fruit. We made cider for my whole life. What the next step? Ferment.
And when you were a younger guy, did you kind of like hold some back, put it in the corner of the garage, and harden it up for you and your buddies?
I did play around a little bit as a younger guy. And some other growers around the state started producing hard cider and selling it. We figured, boy, perfect thing to do.
Sure. Instead of $3 a gallon, we can get $30 a
exactly.
gallon.
Exactly. Yeah. Value added.
So describe this process for us, because it isn't just setting it in the corner and letting it get hard, right?
I mean, it's not. It's a little more complicated than that.
Right. Well, we don't need to get all scientific about it, but from the time you press the apples into juice to the time it becomes hard cider, what's that time frame look like?
It's about 4 months for me.
Okay, and is it in a big vat or?
It is. It's in big stainless tanks. Fermentation for us, we do it at a pretty cool temperature. So I give it about a month to ferment. Then I age it for a couple months, and then I bottle it.
Now, with the whole oak barrel craze that's been going on in craft beers for the last few years, are cider wineries like yours experimenting with fermenting in oak?
They are, and I'm playing around with it right now. I don't sell a product that's aged on oak as of now, but looking into it, it's an interesting product for sure.
Because it just seems like then you'd have another product to sell. You could not only sell that as a premium, but then you'd have those apple-flavored barrels to sell to all the beer guys.
Exactly. Barrels in the wine and beer industry get repurposed.
Yeah, very cool.
Actually adds a value.
Absolutely.
So, Bill, you're teasing me here. I see we got a couple of these ciders. We better pour one and take a little taste of this.
Excellent.
Now, you said you've got two varietals here. Let's break down the first one. What are you going to show us there?
Okay, my first one is an apple cranberry cider. It's on the dry side. It's made with apple juice, of course. And
let me guess, cranberries?
Cranberry juice.
Awesome. Yeah.
So when you say apple juice versus cider, is that right?
Well, technically, there's
the difference.
Technically, there's not much of a difference. For us, we call cider juice that we press. When it gets fermented, we call it hard cider.
Okay.
Before that, you can call it sweet cider or juice. It's kind of interchangeable.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Are there any additives that go into? Is it just the juice, or are there sugars and yeasts and things that go into this?
There's yeast added. That's what gets your fermentation going.
Okay.
But other than that, nothing's added.
So the tartness or the sweetness or the dryness all comes from the apple itself, not necessarily any additives. So this is truly a very natural product.
Absolutely.
Wow, cool. Well, what do you think, Bob? I'm going to take a sip of this.
So would you have to use, like, to get a tart one like that, would you have to use a little green or apple, not so ripe?
No, that's not the case. Cider naturally ferments out pretty dry. So when you ferment apple cider out, all that sugar is getting converted to alcohol.
Okay.
You're left with usually very little residual sugar.
Sure.
That gives you a dry product.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Cider Guy, I mean the Grilling Guys, on ESPN 961 and Wood FM and AM 1300 and 106.9. We are talking with Bill Robinette from Robinette's Apple House and Winery. We're tasting right now one of his great little creations. It's a cranberry cider, apple cranberry cider, and I got to tell you, it's nice. It's very different. It's refreshing. Now, I was in Great Britain a year ago, and they're huge on cider.
They are.
And I had one, and I typically, you know, was kind of passing on it, going for the beers, because I'm a bit of a beer hound. But I finally picked one up, and it was a big, tall can, and it had more of the profile of a beer, but it was apples. It was hard cider. Is that an English thing, or is that something people do here in the States as well? You know, whereas this tastes more like wine, this one I was drinking over there had really a beer yeast profile to it.
Okay. It's definitely a big part of the market these days. The cider market is growing pretty steadily and rapidly around the world.
Now, this says, Bill, that this is carbonated. Is that a natural carbonation process, or are you carbonating it before you bottle it?
This is force carbonated.
Okay.
So I carbonate it. It's not naturally carbonated.
And you do that for what reason? Is it just to make the
so
product
it's sparkling?
A little...
Mouthfeel.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
It gives you that sparkling
just
flavor
like
in your mouth. And those bubbles add to the flavor of the cider, we think.
Okay. Very good. So where can I get this?
At our farm.
Okay. So
we've got a tasting room. You can come in. You can try it and buy it and take it with you.
And where's that at?
We're located at 3142 4 Mile Road Northeast. That's at the corner of the East Beltline and 4 Mile Road.
Right, so you're almost a city brewer or a city winery or a city orchard.
We're on the edge. We're on the
they
edge.
Used to be out in the country.
Right,
right. Not anymore.
I remember moving down here 30 years ago. I just about bought a house just down the street from you guys. And it was very much country like then, and it's quite different now. But Bill, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Hold on, Bob. We got one more cider to try here, brother. Don't be bailing on him
don't
yet.
Don't be a glutton.
No, we're not glutton. He brought two varieties, so
this
we're going to give her a run. What's
this one's a little sweeter, and this one I do sweeten.
Okay.
So after this one ferments out, I then sweeten it with apple concentrate that I make myself.
And it's not carbonated.
It is carbonated.
It's lightly carbonated.
Lightly carbonated. This one's a little sweeter on the scale.
Bill's Special Hand, Special Hard Cider. I read that wrong.
Isn't that an original name?
It is. Well, you know what? I'm liking the fact that it's your hand pouring it in my cup, too, because I'm pretty sure you know what's in there. And that's cool.
I do.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, Choppy likes it anytime somebody's pouring something in his cup, if it's free especially. That makes it really good.
Yeah, and carbonated, right?
That is really nice. That's got a completely different profile.
Right.
Probably easier drinking. I mean, I could see people maybe drinking a little more of this because it's so smooth.
A little sweeter.
The crisper one might be something you'd have with dinner or something.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's what I might do. So, excellent. So, again, Bill Robinette, Robinette's Apple House and Winery. Everybody knows where Robinette's is on 4 Mile Road in Grand Rapids. Thanks so much for taking time out of your busy weekend to come down here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Jop, I think, you know, coming up next, I got a little surprise for you. I got one of your buddies on the phone, and he's going to want to tell you about a little trip he took. And then I want to break down some grilling I did this week. What do you think of that?
Hey, sounds like a good plan, man.
All right.
I'm ready for it.
We'll be back after a quick one.